From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A nationwide ceasefire went into effect Friday in Syria. The cessation of hostilities brokered by Russia and Turkey is holding in much of the country, but there are reports that fighting broke out less than 2 hours after the ceasefire began in at least one area. The Britain-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebels violated the ceasefire by taking over territory in the province of Hama. A spokesman for the Jaish al-Nasser rebel group told Reuters news service government forces violated the ceasefire by shelling areas in Idlib province, which borders Hama. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered sanctions against Russian officials and Russian intelligence services. The sanctions are in response to alleged hacking and interference by Russia during the recent U.S. presidential election and what Mr. Obama calls an unacceptable degree of harassment of U.S. diplomats in Moscow by Russian security services over the last year. The U.S. will expel 35 Russian intelligence agents and close to Russian compounds located in New York and Maryland. Sanctions will be levied against 9 entities, including 4 individuals and 3 companies. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. A statement by the U.S.-led coalition Thursday said al-Kuwaiti was killed near Tabqa Dam on Monday. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake hit a region in the eastern part of Indonesia Friday. The U.S. Geological Survey says it hit at 6:30 a.m. in the Sabwawa area. This is VOA News. An American law enforcement memorial organization says the number of U.S. police killed in the line of duty rose sharply in 2016. 135 officers were killed this year, a 56% increase over the year before. Iraqi troops ended a 2-week pause in fighting and pushed further into the Iraqi city of Mosul Thursday. The multi-pronged attack targeted 2 neighborhoods in the eastern part of the city, still under control of the Islamic State group. Israeli media report that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be questioned by police in a corruption probe against him. An Israeli television station said Mr. Netanyahu is suspected of receiving favors from 2 businessmen, one of them a foreigner. The Prime Minister's office denied the report. The Justice Ministry and police have declined to comment. Brazilian police say they have discovered a charred vehicle containing a body they think may be the Greek ambassador who went missing 3 days ago. Globo television channel showed images Thursday of a burned-out white car in the Nova Iguaçu neighborhood of Rio de Janeiro. That's the same area where Greek ambassador Kyriakos Amiridis was reported to have been visiting friends. Globo reported that the license plate on the car matched that of the ambassador's vehicle. The head of a Russian military investigation panel said Thursday there was no explosion on board that plane that crashed Sunday in the Black Sea, killing all 92 people on board. Lieutenant General Sergei Baynetov said he based that conclusion on data from the plane's flight recorders. He said the findings do not rule out the possibility of terrorism as a cause. Investigators are also, though, looking at the possibility of bad fuel, pilot error, or mechanical failure. Boko Haram leader Abu Bakar Shekau appeared in a new video. This is the sound. In it, he denies Nigerian government claims that his group has been chased out of its Sambisa Forest stronghold. German authorities have released a Tunisian man who had been detained for alleged links to Anis Amri. He's the suspect who carried out the recent attack on a Berlin market. Prosecutors say they have determined that the person detained on Wednesday is not the suspected contact of Anis Amri. Philippine government officials say at least 32 people were wounded Wednesday when 2 bombs exploded during an amateur boxing match in the central province of Leyte. Police are trying to identify the attackers. No one has claimed responsibility. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.